you're a grown-up and you know something has gone really terribly wrong, or something's going wrong now in your life, and you're wondering, you know, actually, is God sovereign? Is he in control over this mess? Well, today, we're going to learn that even when things go really wrong, we're going to learn that God is good and he is in control. He's in control. And we're going to learn that from this man here called Joseph. We've been learning about him in the Bible, in Grace Kids, and in church as well. But if you haven't learned about him recently, let me fill you in. Because Joseph was a man chosen by God to be a little bit like a king in the future. But here's the big thing of the story, right? His brothers, his 12 brothers, they hated him. They hated him. They did not like him. They wanted to get rid of him. And today we're going to jump right to the end of the story, where we see that even though all of these bad things happened to Joseph, well, God was in control the whole time. And he had a really good plan. So we're at the end of the story now. And it's a bit that John read for us. And Joseph's brothers are really sad, actually, for being so horrible to Joseph. Because they wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill their own brother. Hey, maybe some of the young kids, can you, if you were in Sunday school, could you do an impression of what you think the brothers would have felt like coming up to their brother? A little bit scared? Yeah. A little bit scared for being horrible. Because they think, now what's he going to say to me? I've just been nasty to him. Surely he's going to be nasty to me back. So they come up to Joseph. Please forgive our sins. That's what we read in the passage, wasn't it? And how should Joseph react? Well, I think, right, I'm going to get my own back here, I think. But he doesn't. Do you remember what we saw in the reading? No, he felt sorry for them. And he said this. Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So he says, you intended to harm me and hurt me. So they chucked Joseph in the pit, remember? They wanted to kill him. But look at this, it's amazing. All those horrible things, but God intended them for good. Joseph realized that all those bad things they did to him were actually in God's control the whole time. And we haven't quite got this point in Sunday school or in Sundays yet, but in the end, good came out of all this. Joseph, he ended up saving loads of people from a really bad famine where you don't have any food to eat. So I want us to learn these two lines together from the verse, because it's a really excellent verse. So I'm going to do the actions, and I want you to copy the actions for me. It's got a little sound effect, which I all want us to do, okay? So it's you meant to harm... Oh, sorry, I'll say that again. You meant to harm me, but God meant it for good. Now, can we say it with the sound effect and do the action? So we do that. You meant to harm me, but God meant it for good. One more time. Excellent. Amazing lesson about God. All those bad things that happened and the brothers trying to murder Joseph, God planned all those good things would happen out of it in the end. Even when bad things happen in our lives, God is behind the scenes, he's in control, making sure that in the end, maybe not in this life, in the end, everything turns out for good in his purposes. And sometimes it's really hard to see how good things can come out of bad things that happen, because, in this life, we don't always see those good things. So here's a little illustration to help us with this. So I've got a couple of cool things in here. I've got more kind of things in here to bring out a bit later. But it's kind of like all the bad things that happen in our lives is kind of like the ingredients that we use to make a cake. So I've got this recipe book that tells me that I need, what does it say? Eggs, got an egg, I'm going to put it in the bowl, and I've got some flour here. Why don't we just get this egg out? There you go. Egg, and we've got some cocoa powder as well. Put that in there, right? And you know, all of those things, if you try to eat some cocoa powder, if you try to eat a raw egg, if you try to just scoop some flour, they are not nice things to eat, okay? They are horrible. They're yucky on their own. And you might think the person who's writing this recipe doesn't have a clue what they're doing. Flour, eggs, cocoa powder? What are they doing? But actually, all along, all of these yucky things individually, on their own, well, they end up as a really yummy cake. And I've got a few cakes here. All those things, that's what they make in the end, a really yummy cake. And it's the same with God's master plan that he has. The bad things that happen in this world, okay, or the bad things that happen to you or me, are like the yucky ingredients that make a cake. But God has a master plan for them all. In the end, good comes out of them. Maybe not now, but in the end, good happens for God and his glory. It's kind of like getting a yummy cake in the end. So I think that we've learned that God is this really great big God with a really big master plan. So let's take a little break now and let's sing a song about how great and how big our God is. And there'll be a few actions and I'll be playing the drums as well. So and why don't we stand to sing when we're ready? Let's say the key verse together again with the actions. Ready? You meant harm, but God meant it for good. One more time. You meant harm for me, but God meant it for good. Excellent. So we've learned so far that God really is in control of everything. He has a plan that turns out for good in the end. And that's a really big truth, isn't it? And I think it's a very hard truth. It's a big truth, and it's a hard to understand truth, isn't it? Why? Because, you know, even though most Christians think it's, you know, quite amazing that God rules over everything, even nature, you know, we just sung that God is a great big God, and that's awesome. You know, lots of people come to this verse, and they think that it looks like God did something bad by planning all of this. Yeah, because it does actually say that God intended Joseph's brothers' actions. It doesn't just say that he uses their actions. It says he planned them, he meant them. But doesn't that make God bad, some people might think? You know, let's be clear. The Bible never, ever calls God evil. He's a good God. And the verse says that they meant it for harm. They're the evil ones, but God meant it for good. God is never responsible for evil. However, he does control it and rule it. Now, think about a book, a story. I've got Charlie in the Chocolate Factory here. When the characters or in the story are greedy or they're mean, now, is Roald Dahl, the guy who wrote it, you know, is he to blame? Well, no, because he wrote the story. But it's the characters in the story who are the ones that we call mean and greedy. It's a little bit like that with God. It's not a perfect illustration. He's the author of the plan. But when people do evil, well, they're the ones who are responsible, aren't they? Actually, I'll admit that this is a really hard to understand truth, but we don't have to understand everything. The Bible tells us two things, and they fit together, and they're true. And we don't always understand how they fit together. God is really, 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 really clever. And I don't know about the size of your brain, but mine's pretty tiny, right? Try to explain to your pet hamster why 2 + 2 = 4. He won't get it. It's the same with God trying to explain his big plan to us. We can't get it. I don't really get it. At the end of the day, I think we can trust that God is good and he's in control of everything. Let's just say this verse together. You intend for harm to me, but God meant it for good. But I think even though this truth is really mind-bendingly hard, it's really tricky, this is a great truth when we're going through some really hard times. It's so, so good to believe. It really is. I mean, think about all the bad things that happen in the world. Wars, scary news. Think about all the hard things in your life. Maybe someone is being unkind to you at school. Maybe your friends have fallen out with you. Maybe there's a little bit of trouble at home. Maybe something has happened that's turned your life upside down. None of those things are outside of God's control. Just imagine if they were. Imagine for a second if they were. It'd mean that those bad things that happen, they would catch God by surprise. And then maybe some of those bad things, maybe some of those bad things could stop him from keeping his promises to you. Bad people, the devil even, they might win out in the end. No, God really is in control. And he has a really amazing plan. Actually, that's so comforting, isn't it? If you're suffering or you're going through something now that's bad, you know, it's not random. It's not pointless. It's not out of God's hands. Maybe not in this life, but in the end, everything people do, or even the devil means for harm, God means for good. And God will ultimately bring you safely to heaven as he promised, if you trust him. Actually, in the life of Jesus, that is proof, that's proof to us, isn't it? It says, Jesus was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan, see that? And you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. The worst thing in history, the killing of God's own son. Well, who's responsible for that? Well, the wicked men, they're called wicked. Not God. God's not responsible for the evil. But was this outside of God's plan? No. It's a deliberate plan. God planned it. It's like Joseph's story, but bigger. You know, Joseph's brothers meant harm, but God meant it for good, to save many lives. But with Jesus, God's wicked enemies meant to kill Jesus, but God meant this wickedness for, well, for good, to save us from death, to save us from death, and to give us eternal life if we trust in him. So here it is, guys. If God can take the greatest evil, God can take the greatest evil in history and he can turn it into the greatest good, well, we can be absolutely sure that, and trust him that all the bad things that we face in this world, or even if we might not see how they'll turn out for good in this life or understand his plan now, God means everything to have a purpose, to turn out for good in God's plan and for his people to experience that in heaven. I think I want to show you, where's my last little prop I want to show you? Ah, one of Daisy's socks. Okay, this will make sense. So one of Daisy's socks here, you can't really see it here. It's on the screen though. This is inside out, right? And it's kind of just like all the sort of messy, frayed bits of the sock inside are kind of like all the bad things that happen in this world. We don't really understand them, and it's hard to see how that's going to make a nice picture, isn't it? It's hard to see how God is in control. But when I turn it inside out, you can't really see it that well. But maybe some people at the front can see it. Can you see that? You can see a really nice picture, all neatly put together. And that's kind of like God's perfect and good plan. That we see all the sort of messy, frayed ends, and we don't really know what's going on. But God can see the whole picture. So even if we don't understand everything now, in Jesus, we get a glimpse of God's good plan, don't we? Coming out of the most wicked situation on the cross. And we always know then that if we trust in him, that he has a good plan that ultimately saves us for all eternity. We're just going to say the verse one more time. Thanks for doing the actions with me. Ready? You meant harm me, but God meant it for good. Well done, everybody, for listening. We're going to sing a last song now. It was written by a Christian man who had a terrible depression all of his life. But instead of ignoring God in that time of trouble, he rested in the fact that even though it was a bit of a mystery to him, God was in control. And it was a big comfort. So why don't you think of that while you're singing the lyrics? And it's going to be to a familiar tune. So when musicians are ready, why don't we stand to sing?